Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And today I am so excited to have Robert Hollywood, who is an event producer, entertainer, and real estate wealth advisor. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He's toured the world for 2 years with 14 tons of equipment going all across the United States and Europe. As a featured singer, bilingual MC, and featured partner dancer, he continued to perform and do shows at theaters and restaurants throughout California. He is on the board of the Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs and has produced events for GSFE and also NAFI and several women's groups for the last 18 years. Robert, for many years, has been a real estate investor, Century 21, and REMAX real estate agent, and an NMLS loan officer for many years. He recently went back to school for 3 years and last year completed his qualification as a real estate wealth advisor. Now, Robert teaches brokers and agents how to literally triple their business through the Mark One Wealth Academy system. He and his team also do public seminars where normal Americans can learn how to create massive wealth, starting with just one property. Welcome, Robert. Please tell us what a real estate wealth advisor is.
Well, thank you, Robbie, and what a privilege it is to be with you and your listeners today. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. We've been together a long time, and it's always good, anything that we do. A real estate wealth advisor is someone that teaches people how to become wealthy through the acquisition of real estate. And we help brokers, we help agents, loan officers, financial consultants. We train all those people because very, very few people are doing it, unfortunately. There's just a few people, you know, really taking advantage of all the things that are great in real estate. It's a super, super opportunity.
I've seen you do some of the trainings. It's amazing. Let me ask you this. Is it safer to put your money into a 401k or an IRA in the stock market, or is it better to invest in real estate?
We could ask all the people that have IRAs or 401ks who lost 25-30% in the last couple of weeks, and I think that answer would be fairly obvious because you have no control over the stock market, zero. You know what I mean? Whereas real estate, you have a bunch of control. And if you're doing it correctly, there's no reason you should lose money. And people have lost a tremendous amount in the stock market and their IRAs and 401ks and all that recently. But nobody's lost money in real estate unless they're doing it wrong.
So have you any idea about how much people lost in the stock market or real estate?
Well, if somebody had 250,000 in the stock market, they probably have 200 now. If they have 100,000, they have probably have 75. If they have 50,000, they probably have 35 now. They lost about 25% of everything that they've been saving for years and years and years. The good news is with real estate, we can make that money back in a short amount of time. It just is a matter of going through a financial consultation. It's complimentary, by the way. And we can figure out exactly where the people are, where they want to be, and then depends how long they have before they want to retire. Some people have 5 years, some people have 10, some people have 25. You know what I mean? We're talking with millennials and other people that are just starting off. And that's the beautiful thing. The more time you have, obviously, the more you can take advantage of some of the great opportunities that are real estate, and they are tremendous right now.
So you're saying you really can help them make money up that they lost in the stock market with your training and what you teach them?
Certainly. And it's not just me. There's a whole team of people at the Mark One Wealth Academy. You know, I've been involved in real estate, you know, for years, but 4 years ago, I met a gentleman that literally changed everything I was doing and thinking with real estate. That's Mark Prather. And Mark is the founder of the Mark One Wealth Academy. He's the author of a couple of books. He started when he was 18 in real estate with his father, who was a broker. And then by the time he was 22, he had his own loan company, his own real estate company. I just learned a tremendous amount of things from him. And the fact is that he was doing things differently than everybody else that we've come into contact with. You know what I mean? The other agents and brokers, because now we do some of these seminars. We were doing them in their office. Now we're doing them online. But the brokers who've been doing real estate for years have never heard some of this stuff, which is amazing. But the idea that it's great is that people that are brokers and realtors and financial consultants can also get wealthy in the process. A lot of them are bringing their clients to us, and then we're setting them up. But it doesn't take anything away from what they're doing. You know what I mean? We don't take when a realtor or a broker sends somebody to us, we don't send them somewhere else. We just go through the educational process. That's what we want to do, is share with people, look, this is how you can literally become wealthy. And it doesn't take 30 years. You know, it's a few years. It's not get rich quick, but it is get rich, you know, over a period of time and see the things that are happening. We have a tremendous opportunity. And right now, you know, Americans are struggling to save money. You can't save your way to wealth. It's just not going to happen. So 70-80% of people live paycheck to paycheck. And now this is their chance to eliminate financial uncertainty and not have to rely on guesswork.
Does this all work with what's going on with coronavirus? And what do you mean by unemployment income?
Yeah, thanks. This is an incredibly interesting and challenging time right now with the coronavirus going on. I mean, that's never happened in most of our lifetimes. You know what I mean? That's huge what's going on. But because of it, you know, when there is great challenges, there's also great opportunities. And that's where we are right now. For example, interest rates have not been lower than this in 50 years. That's almost a whole lifetime for some of us. You know what I mean? And the opportunities to do things now are tremendous. See, the idea is we have to make inflation our best friend, or it's going to be our worst enemy, our worst financial enemy, or our best friend. The rents, especially in California, but nationally, it's about 5%, 4.7, right? And the amount that homes are going up in California is 7.3%. So that means if you have a $600,000 or $700,000 house, it's going up about $50,000 a year. So people that only own one house, unfortunately, are missing out on a bunch of income that they could have, that the house is working 24 hours a day while they're sleeping. You know, many of the agents that we talk to and the brokers, they own one, maybe two houses, but most of them only own one. The idea is they need to leverage their time because, you know, nobody's getting any younger. And you need to have something that's working for you while you're sleeping. Because that, in that situation, the house gets worth more and more, you know, and it goes up. And then we get another one. And then we get another one. And then we start paying off the first one. And then we start paying off the second one. The idea is for people to end up with a couple of houses, two or three, that are free and clear, that are just going to give them income for the rest of their life.
Oh, that's great. When you say investing, do you mean flipping or holding on the properties? I mean, go through that. That's, some people don't know what that means.
Right. You know, they can do either one, and we work with people that do both. Some people like to flip, and some people like to hold. But here's the thing. Flipping is a great way to make money. It's just a lot of work. So you buy a house, and then you have to fix it up. So you have to have money to buy it first. Then you have to have money to fix it. You have to have money to hold it. And then you have to sell it. So it might take 3 months. It might take 6 months. And that's a long time to work for $20,000 or $30,000 a hit. And really what you're doing in flipping is you have a job. You know what I mean? You're just going from hero to zero every few months because you have to repeat the process, find another house, find another investor, fix up the house, wait for it to be fixed. Hopefully it's fixed right. You got a great contractor. All these things you can do, but it's a lot of work. I give you an example. Somebody has, let's say, $120,000 in the stock market. Well, that's what your investment value is $120,000. But you put that down on a house, now you've got a $600,000 investment value. And if you're getting in the stock market, people are getting from 4 to 3 to 8%, and 8% is really generous. And they're still paying, you know, fees, management fees. So they're not making all of that. They're paying, you know what I mean, out of that 8%. But if you're only making 5%, and I told you it's really 7.5%, you know, on a $600,000 house, that's $30,000 a year that house is going up. Not counting the rent and all the other things that are involved in it. There's actually 5 economic benefits of real estate. And when we go do the presentations now online for the brokers and the agents, they don't have any idea what these are. They know one or two of them. One that everybody knows is appreciation. People know the property is going to go up, especially in California. There's no shortage of people coming or moving to Southern California to live in Orange County, San Diego, Riverside County, Los Angeles. People still coming in droves. So appreciation is one. Leverage is another one. Like what I was just telling you, if you have $100,000 and you put it in the stock market, you've only got $100,000. If you put it in a house, you've got a $600,000 asset that's going to go up every year. The third economic benefit is mortgage pay down. So that means while you're paying, you know, if it's you, it's fine, but your tenants are going to help you pay down the mortgage. So at the end of the year, you're going to owe thousands of dollars less, and the house is going to be worth thousands of dollars more. Another great one is the tax benefits. Those are huge, and the tax benefits still are set up for us to take great advantage of them. You know, Trump did some great things with the real estate industry, and one of them was the tax benefits. And when we go through people's consultation, we can tell them, you know, where they are exactly. The last one is rental cash flow. That's literally thousands of dollars a year that will never go down. And, you know, you remember in 2008 when the big crash happened, a lot of people lost money, but not people that were set up in real estate correctly. All those people, their rents went up that year. They didn't go down, you know, and in the last 100 years, rents have never gone down. I mean, think about it. Nobody calls and says, hey, you've been paying such a great thing, you've been paying on time, but decided to lower your rent. It's never going to happen. It's never happened in the past. It's not going to happen in the future. And the good news is, if you're set up with rental properties correctly, with good tenants, right, that income will only go up for you the rest of your life.
Wow, that's great. Are there any new laws as a result of what's going on? And what were you saying about the additional $100K?
Yeah, that's something that's really great that they just put in. I mean, just put in the last couple of weeks that normally if you wanted to take, you know, depending on the amount you wanted to take out of your 401k or your IRA, you were going to get penalized. You're going to get penalized tax wise. You're going to get penalized because you took it out sooner than they wanted you to. They don't want you to take it out until you're 59. Right. But now, with the new law, you can take out $100,000 out of your IRA tax-free without penalty. That's never happened before. The only way you could take that out was if you were 60 or 65, or you know what I mean, and you still have to pay taxes on this. This $100,000 that people have available to them now is a tremendous benefit, you know what I mean? Really, over the next 30 to, let's say, 60 or 90 days, there are some things that have been put into place, and that is one of them, that people, if they take advantage of that, they will can do some tremendous things to make up the money they lost and to actually set up themselves to be wealthy and then eventually leave a legacy of wealth to their children or their unwashed or undeserving heirs.
So how do people get a hold of you, and what type of people are you looking for?
That's a great question. Here's the thing. People, a lot of times, this has to do with what people's belief is. They don't believe they can get wealthy. They don't believe they can make enough money for their kids to live. You know what I mean? But they can. And we'll go through that. The way they do that is they want to call me on my cell phone at 949-698-2975. I'll say it again, 949-698-2975. And they can also, if they want to go to the website, they're welcome to look at that. It's Robert Hollywood Moreno, MORENO.com. And I've got four or five videos up there where I'm interviewing a broker, where we're talking about some of the things that we do and how to put them into play for each person individually. The best thing for them to do is to get a hold of me and then set up a private consultation, which is, by the way, complimentary. We used to charge for it. We are doing it free right now with the things with the coronavirus for people, so they can get the information and take advantage of what's going to happen over the next 30 to 60 days, because the people that do it will benefit greatly, benefit fantastically over the next 60 days. Now, is it going to be, oh, we only need 60 days and then we're done? No, of course. But that's the setup. We take advantage of what the situation is now, and we figure out where they are. A lot of people don't have any idea. What do I do with my equity? Most people have no clue how to use that, including most realtors. This is the biggest investment people make in their entire life, right? But they don't know what to do with the equity. And when we sit down in our consultation, we can literally teach them how to turn their equity into income so they never have to struggle to save money again. That equity is just sitting there doing nothing. Even if all they did was reduce the amount of payments that they're paying on their credit cards or their auto car or whatever, you know what I mean? Because people are paying 15 to 29%. And right now, if we can get them money at 3 or 4 or 5, that's a giveaway. It hasn't been like that in years, you know? And if at the very least, all we did was pay off some stuff and lower the amount of cash that's going out, that's cash that they have coming in. Now, we don't recommend that they buy an RV or a boat. Eventually, you could do that. But what we would recommend is that we teach you how to get an investment property that's going to give you a return. Let me give you an example. Somebody only has a little bit of money, $65,000. In the 401k or IRA or stock market, that's all you got, $65,000. But if you put that down, you know, put 10% down, that's $65,000, you're in a $650,000 house. Now, let's say you're getting 5% on your $65,000 in the stock market. That's $3,250 in a year. If you're only getting 4, and I told you it's almost double that, but if you're only getting 4% on the house, that $650,000 house will give you $26,000 in equity and appreciation. And principal paid, there's nothing on the stock market. You're not paying any principal down. On the house, you're paying $8,600, almost $9,000 down that's come down on the amount that you owe. The rental income, if that's just your first house, then you don't make anything. But if you are renting it out, you make thousands. Tax savings, there's nothing on the stock market. There's about $10,000 on real estate. In 1 year, the return from the stock market is $3,250. The return on the real estate on that same one property is $44,631. The difference is the growth rate is 5%. In the stock market, it's 29% on that one house. And once we do one, next year we'll do another one. Next year we'll do another one. And next year we'll do another one. I mean, we have investments that people can get involved in that are literally 50 or 60%. It's a crazy great time right now. They just need to give us a call.
So who can learn to do this, and what type of people can you help?
anyone that's employed, and I know that's a stretch right now for some people, but they're going to go back. You know what I mean? Everything's going to come back. It's just going to take a little while, and that's okay. But they need to have a job. And we need to get, if they don't have a property, renting is a disaster. It's terrible. It's just money going down the toilet. So first of all, we have to get them a house. But most people, you know, a lot of baby boomers out there, a lot of retirees out there, a lot of military out there, a lot of great women out there, a lot of great people have a house, but they have no idea how to leverage it. So anybody with one a house, teach them how to put this system in play. And we don't just send them out there on their own and hope they do good. You know, we go through everything with them. If they need to find a realtor, we can put them with a great realtor. If they need a loan officer, we can put them with a great loan officer. You know, if they need a broker, whatever they need, we've got it. We've got 40 banks that we work with to get money. And we've also got private money that we can use. There are 10 challenges of building wealth that people forget about. But let me tell you what they are so our listeners can write them down if they want to. The first one is the struggle to save money. Everybody's trying to save money, but nobody can save enough to be able to retire on. The 401s and the IRAs all failed miserably. Now, but still people are trying to put money aside. Okay, good idea. Where do I invest is number two. That's a very important thing. Number three is, when do I invest? You know what I mean? The sooner, the better. Because they've already lost their shirts in the stock market. So the sooner we can get them into a property, and properties some right now, some of them are going wholesale because people are scared. Number four, how do I maximize wealth growth? That's something that we'll go through with them, right? Number five, how much investment income do I need? People have no idea how much they're going to retire with or what their expenses are going to be. We can tell them. Based on what their expenses are now, we can tell them what their expenses are going to be when they retire. How about number six, how do I secure my retirement income? Very important that the people become bulletproof, that they don't just put the money out there and then it's just hanging for anybody to, you know, in the black market to try to take. How about number seven, risk versus reward analysis and the speed of wealth growth. Real estate is the fastest and the safest way to make money ever. It always has been. God willing, it always will be. Number eight, protecting and preserving your wealth. So, you know, I mean, we have to put that money someplace where it's not going to go away. So we have a whole division of just trusts, you know, different kinds of trusts that people can put in, because you don't want the property in your own name. You've seen the advertisements on TV where people are like, oh, they stole my house because they had it in their own name. You just don't want to do debt management is the number nine. That's huge. You know what I mean? You have to manage what your debt is going to be. And then the last one is preparing and understanding an investment strategy. That's what we do. When we sit down with the people, we go through five questions that are going to determine their financial future. And if you're writing down, you might want to write these down. Number one is, are you planning on using your life savings from your 401k or your IRA to live on? This is a very dangerous strategy, but a lot of people, they're in the save and hope strategy. They just save money and they hope it's going to work out. It's not, but you don't want to wait until you're retiring to find that out. So that's number one. Are you planning to use your life savings to live on? Number two, if your plan is to live on your life savings, you know how long it will last. And most people have no clue, no idea. They're going to be out of money in 2 to 5 years out. And that's if they're saving several hundred dollars a month right now and they're doing it for 20 or 30 years. It's not going to last long. Number three, do you know what your monthly expenses will be at the time of your retirement? We've done hundreds and hundreds of consultations for people. Mark is a genius when it comes to this type of thing. And we can figure out exactly what your expenses are going to be when you retire, right? Whether that's 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 5 years, whatever it is. Number four of the big important questions. Do you know how you will create enough non-employment income to cover these expenses so that it'll never run out. That's what we were talking about earlier, Robbie, about the non-employment income. We need income coming in whether these people go to work or not. People that have invested in the past and have properties that are paying them are not stressing out with the coronavirus because they have money coming in. They still have their job, and they're still doing that if they can, if they're allowed to work, right? But the idea is to have non-employment income to cover those expenses. And once we figure out how much you need, then we'll figure out how to create it. The number five is, you know how to protect your wealth, your life savings, from a loss due to a market downturn. Sound familiar? Or a lawsuit. One of your kids accidentally runs into somebody and they sue. They're going to figure out everything that you own and go after it. It takes a lifetime to build up wealth and one calamity to lose it. If you have your property in a trust or LLC, there are things that we can structure for people so that that money never gets lost. And if they have a calamity, God forbid, you know, it won't cost them their life savings. So those things are just really, really important for people to think about. And then let us teach them how to make those things happen. They can end financial uncertainty and build a real wealth and income and then leave a legacy of wealth to their kids.
So let's tell them again how they can get in touch with you. And how long is the training? Because we have about a little over three minutes left.
We do trainings for brokers and realtors every week, an hour a week on Tuesday, and then we do an hour on Saturday. So brokers and people can get trained immediately. And literally, we have people we can introduce you to who came to us, and we tripled their income because they were doing so much more business. Their intellectual value goes up through the roof when they're working with a real estate wealth advisor. And right now, it's free. It's free to have the consultation. It's free to do the training. You just got to get on. You know, call me at 949-698-2975. One more time, 949-698-2975. The website is roberthollywoodmoreno.com. And my email, although it's better if you call me and let me know you send me an email, is yourpathtowealth@icloud. And here's what I remind people. There's a reason the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor. Mark wrote a whole book about it. It's their belief. Belief. Without belief, all is lost. So we have to know how to seek what we're learning, what we want to learn, and then we have to take action.
Well, that's great. I think it's wonderful that what you're doing to help people. And you have one last minute tip. We have 1 minute and 48 seconds.
Okay. Thank you, Robbie. Let me just say this again. Thank you so very much for having me. We are doing a lot of stuff with the military. We belong to the Military Chamber of Commerce, where we're helping military men and women get into their first house and then teaching them how to become wealthy. Anybody can do this. What do you believe? Here's my favorite verse in the Bible. According to your faith, be it unto you. That means if you believe it could happen, it can. I'm telling you, we've done it with dozens of people, and now it's your turn. Just call at 949-698-2975, and let's make a personal plan for you. It is possible. You don't know what you don't know. But after our first conversation, it's like a weight is going to be lifted off of you, and now the possibilities for your life will expand exponentially. It's a pleasure to be with you, Rob.
Pleasure to be with you, and it was great information, and I want to thank you again for being on the show today.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Anybody we can serve, we are privileged and happy to do it.
Okay. Bye now.